You're tuning in to Big Guy Small Talk, where we have conversations and not interviews. Although sometimes we do have interviews. Hey, what's up, people? Dude, thank you for joining me today. I'm currently recording in a coffee shop, so lots of background noise, I think. I don't know, I'm going to try to edit that out, but we'll see what happens. No guests today. I'm just going to kind of talk about some news. There's been a lot of stuff going on. And then next week, we'll be back to the guests. But I wanted to start off talking about something good instead of like waiting for the end. But in India, so this is from back in July, actually. July 25th, 2018 is when the story was posted. Indian schools are adding a new element of education to their curriculum. And it's all about happiness. And so students every day start with 30 to 45 minute long classes over happiness. And that's, they're learning about mindfulness, self-care, probably mental wellness. And I think it's great. I mean, I think we need more of that. You know, as I see today, I was actually just speaking about this with a friend yesterday, but it's weird how we, in American culture and probably in other cultures, we see hard jobs as jobs that are like labor intense. So, you know, like if you're working at a desk all day, people will say, oh, that's a cushy job, that's easy, and you have it easy, versus someone out there doing manual labor. And arguably speaking, like, you do, you know, I mean, physically you do. Your body's not going to be beat up like someone who is doing physical labor. But I think it's funny how whenever you look at data and surveys done across the board, there are just numerous studies that show stress is high regardless of the labor intense, or rather like how intense the labor is of your job. So mental wellness is just this thing that's like absent in our culture, and a lot of it's just because it's new, right? Psychology is very new. And good psychology isn't popular, right? When people think of psychology, they think of like Myers-Briggs or little things that are more pop psych and not data-driven, scientifically researched methodologies to help us reduce stress levels or help us increase overall happiness and look at factors that increase happiness. And so I think we could use some of that in schools today. We could use mental wellness, we could use mental health studies, or just making kids aware of it. You know, like I think an interesting dichotomy is like we look at a person who goes and commits a mass murder, and then we look at his background and there's clearly mental health issues. And so the media will say, you know, we need more mental health issues, or we need more mental health awareness. But when we look at a man who's resisting arrest, right, sober and surrounded by cops who are armed, can put him in jail, can handcuff him, and he knows those repercussions, and is still resisting arrest, I would argue that he's probably not in a good state of mind. And so we don't call mental wellness on those things. We should. You know, I think there's mental health is all-encompassing, and it's funny how we just like to pick and choose when we look at it, whenever we should be looking at it everywhere. And so that's, so I think it's good that India is doing this. I think the reason they're doing it is because there's just a lot of high stress levels that are associated with India, especially regarding their education system. And so they're hoping this will reduce overall stress for the students and for the community, which I think is awesome. The next story I want to talk about is Kanye West. He hasn't released his new album yet. He needs to do that. I'm excited to listen to it. But he released a tweet this past weekend. Regarding, so he said, let me read it verbatim. Sorry, let me scroll here to find it. We will no longer outsource to other countries. We will build factories here in America and create jobs. We will provide jobs for all who are free from prisons as we abolish the 13th Amendment. Message sent with love. He got, so the, obviously the big sentence there was like, or the big phrase was abolish the 13th Amendment. And he's promoting that, and it just pissed off a lot of people. And I think for those of us like myself who have, like I recently just learned about the 13th Amendment, like, really read it. But it is, like, slavery is legal in this country. It's not illegal to have slaves. It's just they are in prisons. And so I think that's what I was, when I first read it, I was like, oh, he's probably referring to this. And so you have some people who are arguing, you know, he shouldn't say this, saying abolishing it is bad. Then you have some people who are like, well, no, what he means is this. And Kanye West later clarifies and says, yeah, he's talking about that part, right? Like, he released another tweet that said he doubled down and said it's slavery in disguise, meaning it never ended. You know, so that whole thing was in quotes. So he's not saying slavery is good and we should abolish the thing that abolished it. He's saying it, we never actually abolished it. We abolished it for people who weren't in prisons, but for people in prisons, it's very much legal in this country. And so, so what do I think about this? I think I love Kanye, so I'm very biased, but I think he would benefit from, like, maybe reading his tweets or maybe asking a friend, like, hey, when you read this, what do you think? What do you think I mean? Just, like, asking someone who's going to be honest, you know, sending the tweets a Chance, the rapper, and being like, what do you think I mean when you read this? And then Chance is like, I think you love slavery. And then he goes, oh, that's not what I'm trying to say. But he needs, like, a proofreader. He has all that money. Hire a proofreader, dude. Hire someone to check how things are going to be received by the public. I think that's very important. Because right now, everything he's saying is, I think he means well. But, you know, he's just not being responsible. So I think it's fair to call him out and saying, like, you're not being responsible with your platform. As a big Kanye fan, he's not. I love Kanye. I stand by Kanye. But I don't condone, like, not being responsible with your platform. And so a lot of that is, like, you've done this over and over again. You know, it's not just once. It's consistently uninformed comments, and he has a responsibility to start looking at himself and saying, okay, I need to become more informed of what I'm saying. So that way things are taken into account, things are more well-rounded and more informed, and maybe he's not going to piss everyone off. But it could be that that is what he's trying to do, which in that case, that's not cool. You know, but that's, you know, that's the same reason I hate the media. I feel like everything these days is just to, like, to increase the number of clicks you're getting on a story, or to look at how much traffic you're driving to your tweets. And so you can't really be in the middle anymore, because it's not hip, it's not cool, it's not attractive. And so, unfortunately, like, though it sucks that he's doing this, it is increasing his popularity. It's probably going to help his album sales. I don't think it's going to hurt him. You know, everyone thought, like, what he did back in the spring was going to hurt his album sales. And then he dropped Ye, and it was a high-grossing album. Many, many records were sold. And then his entire label, Good Music, killed it. So these, if you look, these don't hurt his record sales. You know, it's just like that other woman whose name slips my mind, but she wore the Make America Great Again dress. Everyone thought it was going to kill her album sales. She was not famous, and then she just blew up, right? But she blew up in the conservative side. And so she's not in the hip-hop community, but she's an R&B singer. But she gets support from Trump supporters because they'll support her with a dollar. They like that, you know, there's an African-American on the right who's supporting Trump. And so they're going to push that, and they're going to push it for whatever reason they want. Maybe they like the idea of free speech, maybe they just like to say, like, hey, we have black people on this side too, it's not just a monolith, and, you know, which, whatever. But I think Kanye West would benefit from some proofreading of tweets. You know, like, you got to be clear, and he's not doing that, so I'd call him out for that. You know, that's what I'm doing. I'm calling him out. I'm not, I guess, as a fan, I'm not just gonna sit by and say, like, yeah, that's good for him to do it, because he either doesn't know what he's doing, and that's a huge problem, or he knows what he's doing, and that's an even bigger problem. But moving on, the Brett Kavanaugh case. So I don't want to, like, hash all the details. there's just so many, and it's hard for me to sift through the weeds. But I will say a couple things that I find upsetting is it's that both sides are doing a great job of making the other side angry, and it just messes up dialogue in the country when we can't, whenever like the right is doing things that they shouldn't be doing, you know, like a woman comes forward with sexual abuse allegations and they say, well, that was so long ago, it shouldn't affect a man's career. But at the same time, like, they don't address the fact that, you know, whenever they're saying we want people of integrity and honesty, well, is this a man who has integrity and honesty if he committed this act and he's not, like, owning up to it? You know, I think Beto O'Rourke is a good example. I'm not a big fan of Beto O'Rourke, but he doesn't lie about what he did, and I think people like that for him. He's like, yeah, I committed all these crimes and did all of these things, and I'm different. And so instead of getting, like, lambasted by the media, people are like, he's smart for doing that. And I think that's another reason people like Trump is he at least owns up to the dumb things he does. And by the dumb things, I mean the things the media gets him for. There's a lot of things the media isn't getting him for, which is crazy. Like, I think they just passed, like, a huge bill, like $600 million bill for the military this past weekend over all the Kavanaugh stuff. So it kind of got buried. A couple of news sources found out about it and put it out there. But really, everyone's so focused on Kavanaugh that Trump's just kind of, like, doing these little things behind the scenes. And that's exactly what he did during the Women's March back in 2017 after he got elected. With the Women's March going on, he settled all of his Trump University lawsuits, and no one heard anything about it. There was, like, very little news coverage. And so I just think we have to be very well aware of what the media is trying to get us to do. And so, but anyways, back to Kavanaugh. I think if he did do these things, he needs to fess up to it and not lie about it. And I think anytime there's an allegation made, we need to take it seriously, but we also need to take investigation seriously. So I don't like that they've time limited it to a week. It's kind of like they think the Democrats are playing this time tactic where if they just take all the time in the world, then he can't get pushed in with the current Senate, right? The conspiracy theory is that the Democrats are waiting for the Senate to flip, because it probably will after November, and then his appointment will get denied. And so they're trying to rush that by saying, okay, you get a week, but if we really took investigation seriously, we would take it seriously. We wouldn't limit it to how many people you can talk to, which they did at first. They said you can only talk to these four people, the four witnesses, so two of Kavanaugh's friends and two of people that Ford said were there at the party. And then Monday they said, you can talk to whoever you want. We're not going to restrict you. You can talk to, or Sunday, I think they said that. But you still only have a week. And it's like, well, if we really cared about these allegations, we wouldn't just take a week. But, I mean, this is what happens whenever everything gets put into party politics. You know, everyone is just trying to win, and it brings out the worst. You know, and so that's just the biggest issue, and the media is not helping, right? Headlines are inflamed. I'm going to make an AI chatbot, or not a chatbot, sorry. I'm going to make an AI to generate headlines and news stories, and I just want to see what it does. You know, I'm just going to honestly scrape a lot of websites, and I want to see what it creates, if it's negative or positive, or if it's inflammatory or not, because I think it's good. That's data driven. You know, if it's making things that are inflamed 98% of the time, or with negative sentiment 98% of the time, then it's clear, like, the media, the headlines that we're seeing are just so negative and makes me sad. So as far as the Brett Kavanaugh thing goes, I don't have an opinion because I don't know all the facts. I'm not Brett Kavanaugh. I'm not Ms. Ford. I don't want to, like, take away anyone's dignity by, like, I don't think people need to have an opinion about this to be a good person. I think you can sit back and say, I don't know, but things that we should do are listen to her and investigate it. But I don't know. Like, you don't have to have an opinion either way. And I think we're always trying to find an opinion, and it stresses people out, man. It's like puts pressure on friendships or the family home, you know, everyone's stressed out. But you don't always have to have an opinion. It's okay to step back and say, like, I don't know. And if people don't like it, whatever, man. Give them a high five and a hug. So now Elon Musk was also in the news because the SEC was suing him. A good friend made a Facebook status update that said, the SEC won't let me be. Probably Elon Musk. And that's true, man. The SEC's like, you know, the tweets he made about his company going public, they're trying to sue him for that. And just a lot of, you know, he does a lot of irresponsible things because he's a maverick, man. Like, love it or hate it, that's what he is. So he's someone who goes in and likes to change industries and likes to completely flip-flop things. I mean, he made PayPal to do that. Like, you don't have to go to a bank, get cash, or write checks. You can just send money with someone's email address into their bank account or onto whatever card that they want. So Elon Musk is definitely someone who likes to... He's not afraid to just do whatever the hell he wants, but unfortunately, when you're dealing with economics and trading, there are just laws and regulations and rules, and he got sued. What happened was he came to an agreement with the board, and the board said, okay. So I don't know all the details, but the big thing I want to highlight is every tweet he sends out now has to be proofread. And that sounds like it sucks, but I think it's smart. I think when you're that influential, and you have that big of a platform and that big of a following, your stuff needs to at least be proofread. I'm hoping it's not going to keep him from expressing opinions or expressing what he thinks needs to change, but I do hope it's going to keep him from saying dumb shit that, like, get him arrested or get the company investigated. You know, like, he is, like, responsible for people's jobs and responsible for, like, the well-being of his employees. And if your company is constantly under fire, it puts their jobs at risk, and all because what he wants to send a tweet. Like, no, man, proofread it, get someone to do it. I think it's a very smart decision. I think if he didn't do it, he would be, like, very irresponsible to not take on that that quasi burden of, like, having someone look at your tweets before you send them. So kudos to them for coming to that agreement. I think more people need someone to do that. Trump especially, proofread your tweets. You know, like, what did Trump say recently to a woman? He goes, you're not thinking, you never do. You know, like, he misheard her. She said, I'm not, thank you, Mr. President. He said, and he thought she said, I'm not thinking. And he, like, makes a joke about it. And I mean, even as a teacher, like, you know, when I was a teacher, we're taught, don't single out one person. Like, it's just so bad for the environment, right? I know there are certain environments and dynamics where you can do that, but that has to be, like, you have to have created a safe space for all students, and this, they have to be comfortable, and they have to be comfortable knowing that they could get teased, and they could tease you back, you know, but it can't be, like, you can never punch down, you know, like, a lot of people are like, well, how come, you know, everyone can talk shit about President Trump, but he can't talk shit about anyone, because he's the president. Like, you can't punch down. If anything, it just looks bad. And so there's a difference between calling the media out for being biased, which I think is a very fair argument, given that it is biased typically. But it's another thing to, like, poke fun and make fun of news reporters when their job is to ask you questions. But, you know, if whenever they raise their hand, they're going to get ridiculed for asking a question or made fun of, like, they're not going to want to ask questions. And so I think it's completely in the right to criticize him for making fun of a reporter. Like, that shit is not cool. It's not professional. And I wouldn't respect a teacher who made fun of a student or a boss made fun of an employee. You can't expect us, like, the, yes, we have free speech in this country, but it highly depends on how safe you feel saying it. So if you're criticizing people for it and you're in a position of power, like, that is, if anything, should be criticized. So I think people who are upset with him for saying these remarks are absolutely in the right. I think people who are defending him and laughing, like, oh, he's just making a joke, maybe have never been in a position where you've been ridiculed by someone who's in charge of you or someone who you need to work with, and they're just fucking with you the whole time. Like, that's not okay, and we shouldn't be okay with it as a country. We shouldn't be okay with, like, if anything, the Trump presidency has made me more and more Democratic, and not because of the media, but because of just his behavior. He's very unprofessional, and calling reporters out and making fun of them
is not
okay. I think there's a difference between trying to keep the media honest, but then being just rude and unprofessional is not the way to do it. And so I hope he learns a lesson. I hope we never see this again. And I hope that reporter files a legitimate claim against it. You know, some sort of, maybe not harassment. That's a little too far. Well, I don't know if it's too far or not. I'm not her. I don't know what she's been through. But I'm sure you can do something. I hope you can. If we can't, we need to be able to. So, yeah, that's not cool. But just in general, man, that's it. That's all the stories I have for the day. I hope you guys enjoy your day. I hope you guys talk to one another about things. You know, if you don't know how to feel about certain issues, if you don't know how to feel about certain issues, you're like, oh, I don't, you know, like everyone around me has this opinion, but I don't have that opinion, but I also have the opposite opinion. Ask them, talk to them, let them know what you think, let them know what's bothering you, and, you know, like, learn from each other, and hopefully you guys create good dialogue. Everything in love, man. So spread that love, spread that positivity. Have a good day, enjoy your week. Like, share, subscribe, all that good stuff. But that was it, man. So I'm out.